Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, family. Well, we didn't find Chico. He's on his way. I think he's going to go see his mother-in-law or his mama. Probably both. He's going to Albuquerque, he said. Well, good for you. It's ugly country till you get to about 150 miles out of Albuquerque where you can start seeing the mountains. And that's when I like it. We didn't get to visit with him. So he did tell me when he left, he says, I'll be bringing you some peppers back. I said, well, peppers? It's not pepper season yet. No, but he says, we'll be bringing us some frozen ones in. He says, I'll bring you some Hatch chili peppers. I said, well, that'd be fun. That'd be good. Because me and Chico got talking about Hatch chili peppers. Hatch chili peppers are, you can only get them in certain parts of the Rio Grande Valley. And I says, okay. But he was talking about, okay, that's the Hatch. Then you get the ones that are up a little further up the Rio Grande. They're called something else. Then you get ones that are further down, say, down just above El Paso. They're called another name. It's the same pepper, but it's a different area that it's grown in. And I'm sitting there, but it's a Hatch pepper. Oh, no, it's not a Hatch. Hatch are only grown in this area. I says, okay. I said, what's the difference? He says, it's the flavor. There is a difference in the flavor. I says, what do you mean there's a difference in the flavor? It's a Hatch pepper. Oh, nope. He says, it's the climate. It's the makeup of the soil. And he says, it is a different flavor. And I'm sitting there, I'm going to have to try the different ones and see because I don't know. I'll have to figure that one out myself. But there's like three different kinds of peppers that you can buy up there. And the Hatch are kind of in the middle of the Rio Grande Valley. And then there's another one, the Ancho. I don't know. It's something. There's another one up above. And then there's another one down below. And I said, but they're all Hatch peppers? No. He says, they're the same kind of pepper, but it's not a Hatch. I'm sitting there, wow. Because what I got to noticing, they were in California, you can buy Hatch peppers. So I saw this online and I did a screenshot and sent it to Chico. I said, Chico, look here. They're growing Hatch peppers in California. No, they're not Hatch peppers. And I said, but they say they're Hatch pepper. No, it may be the seed that they use to grow Hatch peppers, but they're grown in California, and they're not Hatch peppers. I'm sitting there, okay. So, yeah. I don't know. It's just kind of different. But all this different, you know, different kinds of plants that are, you know, they say they taste different. What do y'all think? I don't know. I notice in red when I look on for my chili powder that I'm looking for, I want an ancho red chili mild. I don't want a hot. So I'll get that, and then I can see it. Well, here's another one that is a different chili pepper, and I said, okay, well, I'm going to try that one, too. There is a flavor difference, Jeremy. I mean, I could not believe it. It's a different flavor. And I'm sitting there, but it's chili powder. And I'm sitting there, okay, is garlic powder the same way? Can you get garlic powder or granulated garlic? That's what we ought to be calling it, is granulated garlic. When garlic powder, and I got told in this in San Angelo. In San Angelo, there's steakhouses up there. The Zentner's daughter. There's Purple Sky. And they all make steaks that are so good. And so I got hold to one of the cooks. And I said, hey, man, how come your steaks are so much better than steaks that are cooked around Austin or San Antonio? He says, it's the garlic powder. I says, garlic powder? What do you mean it's the garlic powder? He says, have you ever seen garlic powder that looks like flour? I'm sitting there, no. It's little bitty pieces. No. He says, that, yeah. He says, in the store, garlic powder is granulated powder, but garlic powder, the what they call powder, is looks like flour. It's real fine ground. He says, let me show you how to cook it. So they were out there. He took me in the back, and he rolls it in the garlic flour just like you would if you were using flour. And then he puts a lot of butter on it, garlic butter, and cooks that up. And then, oh, man, those steaks out there in San Angelo are some of the best steaks you'll ever eat. Zentner's daughter, Purple Sky, Charlie's. There's just so many steakhouses, and they were all, I'm trying to think of the original one. It was a town. I can't think of it, but people would fly all over Texas to fly to this little town to the steakhouse that was there, and they're the ones that started it. You can get scraps, and they call it scraps. You go to Twin Mountain Steakhouse, and you walk in there, and first time I looked, what in the hell are scraps? Oh, that's the pieces that we trim off of the ribeyes. They'll take a whole ribeye, and as they trim it down, it's the pieces of meat they trim off of it, and then they cook that. And I said, well, that's what I'm going to try. I'm going to try scraps for two. And they brought me a pile of meat out there, and let's try this. Oh, it was so good. And I said, wow, this is good. You can get scraps for up to eight. And I'm sitting there, wow. So now when I go out there, I'll get scraps for four or scraps for six and take them home with me and put them in the freezer and freeze up chunks. It makes pretty dang good, too. But especially on top of salads, put it on your salad. The other day, I took my all-season barbecue pit and my smoker, and I did a bunch of, you know, those big chicken breasts that you can get at H-E-B. And I took those, I salt and peppered them, rubbed them down with garlic powder, and then I took and rubbed them down with this chicken seasoning that Chico turned me on to. It's called Shazed's Chicken Rub. And I rubbed that down with them, put them on in the pit, and just smoked them at 225 degrees for about an hour and a half. Oh, family, let me tell you, I took those out, diced it up, and left a bunch of them whole, too. I cooked like a dozen of those big chicken breasts, and I just put them in bags and froze them either whole or diced up, and they're good. You take those diced up chicken breast, and you put them in a pan, throw you a little bit of rice in there with it. Just read the recipe. It says to make rice, if it's, I think, a cup of rice, you use a cup and a half of water or whatever. I don't use water. I use chicken broth. Put my rice in there, dump my chicken broth in there. Then if I want to, I'll dice up some cheese and put in there or grate it and put on top of it, slide it in the oven for 30 minutes or so until the rice is ready, pull that out. Oh, man, you talk about good. That's what I love to do is cook. Of the day, I'm making stuff all the time, different things. And my wife is always just, you're a cook. I said, no, my mama was a cook. That's where I learned how to cook. Mama would always say, you know, people would say, well, what's the recipe for that? And she'd tell them, okay, this, 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 and you mix it up till it tastes good. Well, no, what, 2 tablespoons? I don't know, she'd say. I make it till it tastes good. And that's the way she did it. I hear music, so I got to get out of here. We'll talk Chico next week, probably. Captain Phil Spencer next. See y'all on the other side, family. This country's what I love.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.